Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat. I am Jose Otero, and this week we're talking about Destiny Drops. We've been playing a little bit. House of Wolves has a huge update, so we need to unpack. And also just general updates and fixes, because this is the last week before you're going back to Destiny. A lot of you hopefully are still playing, but you have a lot of reasons to go back starting next week. Mm-hmm. Joining me for this discussion, Destin Legiri.
Hi, everybody.
And Fran Mirabella.
Hey there.
So let's start with, what did you guys do in Destiny this week? You lucky.
Destin's got big news, man.
Yeah. It finally happened.
This week, I didn't do too much.
You did a ton.
I played 5 hours straight trying to get the Hawk Moon, and seriously, on like one of the last moments when I could have got it, It dropped at Uryut, and I lost my mind. We actually have a
snippet. You're recording it, right?
Yeah.
Hawkmoon! Holy
shit! You got it!
Yeah! We actually have a little snippet we're going to play.
What made you record this, by the way? Like, are you just recording yourself all
now.
The time now?
Yeah, I'm doing a YouTube thing, the Destin channel.
He's got the Destin
where
channel.
Where I stream. And so I'm streaming Tuesdays and Thursdays.
He did the Hawkmoon hunt.
Yeah, so that you was could the join Hawk in. Moon hunt.
So Fran told me this morning this happened. I did see something on the internet that said, oh my God, Destin got Hawkmoon. So now I have nothing to make fun of you with. I have two.
Not well,
I
me
still
either.
Have two.
I almost upset.
Have leveled too. Yeah.
Jeez. What was your sort of path to doing this? Like, what did you.
Okay.
Because Fran told me you did some stuff here.
So here's what we did. We started on Vault of Glass Normal, right? And I got a group together. We ran through Vault of Glass Normal, all three characters. Mm-hmm. Swapped out for Gorgon Chest, and then just did the ending for the last other two characters. Then we did it on hard. Nothing. I got actually just Ascendant Energy is one of the runs.
Of course.
Like all Ascendant Energy.
Just something
like,
really,
are you kidding?
To
me?
Really bring you down. That was the test, your strength moment.
Yeah.
Will you
yeah.
keep going?
And then it was getting late. Like I had
to
leave.
It was like 10 or something.
So I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I have time to hop on. So actually a viewer was like, I'm going to help him out. He got out of bed. And he got the checkpoint while we were finishing up the last run.
Oh, he got the checkpoint for you at Uryut.
Yeah, Mooch. I'll actually bring up the email in a second.
Mooch.
So he got the checkpoint at Uryut. We run through nothing, right? Just nothing at all. That sucked. Oh, man. I'm trying to find
trying
the
to
email.
Find
really
we can come back to it after
yeah,
we talk about our drops if you want.
Yeah, so absolutely. Fran, why don't you talk about your drop?
So I make fun of Destin all the time about Hawkmoon, so I'm just
me too.
But the beauty of it is House of Wolves is coming out, so maybe there'll be something in there that he won't get for a long time. Anyway, so I've been chasing Fatebringer, and it happened.
Chasing
I got mine too. So
I love that.
So I love that Destin and I both, like, we have been grinding, and I gave up. Honestly, I just totally gave up on it was going to happen, you know, and it dropped, obviously, at the Templar Hard and Vault of Glass. And I actually had an entire fire team chat crew that helped me, which was also really cool.
Yeah. Athen was actually, he, like, hangs out on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And he was in there helping me get the.
Nice.
Yours. Yeah. So, like, just a quick shout out to Gamu, Gore UAC, Orbit Jets, the K Locker, and Who Want the War. You guys were awesome. And a special, by the way, you should see in the video if you're watching, special photo credit to CJ Gibson, the video guy.
Yeah.
I actually went out and did a photo shoot with my Fatebringer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to post that on my Twitter. You'll find it there as well.
Nice.
That's how lame I am. But it's awesome. I'm like staring down the barrel. And
that's
it's
really
actually,
cool.
There's some techniques that we could talk about maybe another time on taking photos because there's some trickery to figuring out how to do it because it's not like you can get close to people without having a giant rocket launcher or something in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So the short of it is you got to take photos between weapon switching.
Okay.
But some cool stuff.
I actually have a question for you. Can you do a reenactment of your reaction to getting the weapon? Like, what
you
did you do?
You know what?
I got it.
No, it was more than that. I'm so beaten down that like every time you look at those drops, right, I've gotten habitualized to like it's going to be Senate shards or something. I don't want it.
Jesus is a cruel guy.
Oh, he is. And I basically, when they dropped, it was sort of at first, I saw it and then I was like, oh, wait, I got it. You know, like it was more like
That's it?
Yeah. But it wasn't like.
I lost my mind.
Holy Lord. Like my biggest moment ever in Destiny was when I got a ton of drops way, way, way back when I first beat the Fault of Glass hard, got a helmet, got Vex Mythoclast and Atheon's Epilogue all at once. And I literally like was losing my mind. And that was the only time I've done that in the game in a long time.
So you were
time.
Like the Nintendo 64 kid?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Screaming. I was like, and then the roof of the house blew off. Actually, that's the SNES, right?
Okay, but your hair was perfect through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got complaints from your neighbors.
Exactly. But I guess the point was I've been chasing stuff for so long. I'm super excited to have Fatebringer. But also think about it. We have so much gear at this point that it was not like, you know, I didn't like melt down or anything. So,
yeah. I did.
You did, apparently. Yeah. I actually haven't watched the clip yet, so I wanted to watch it.
It's pretty great
to watch
clip.
It too. Yeah, well, we should embed it in the
episode. It's going to be in the episode. I was trying to call it out, but you talked over. Alexia's going to put it in earlier in the show, so people have seen it.
Yeah, you've already seen it by now if you're watching.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about the story. Brett actually is the guy who got me the checkpoint, and he sent me an email. And he's like,
really?
Destin, I'll give you a little background of the events of last night. I'm on the East Coast, so it was about 11 p.m. when I started watching your stream. I enjoyed it tremendously, and then I saw the opportunity to help another Guardian out. You had asked if anyone had a checkpoint or a Yut. By this time, it was 12:30 or so in the morning. I mentioned I had Crota normal, but I could tell you wanted all the chances you get for the Hawkmoon drop. So I got out of bed and proceeded to nab the checkpoint for you. You all join in on the bridge checkpoint with me, and then we wreck through the rest. Sadly, the first time wasn't the charm, but we still had two more goes. On the second run through, the magic happened right before our eyes, and the Hawkmoon appeared beside your name. Jubilation, glee, happiness, and possibly some tears ran through the chat. However, it could have been almost 2 a.m. my time, having worked 9 hours, then come home to the wife and kids. I might have been a little delusional by that point, but it was an exhilarating experience. So
shout
that's
out to PSN
awesome.
Out.
That's from his perspective. His PSN is the red-eyed wolf, and now we understand why he has red eyes.
Thank you. Yeah.
And he says a PS way. About your Fatebringer, but I guess you got.
Yeah, I got a lot of once testing out the Hawkmoon. Not many people knew that I had Fatebringer.
Yeah, we're keeping
it quiet.
Because
I didn't publicize it.
Nice.
I actually regret. I'm not a good liar, and Destin asked me, did you get Fatebringer this week over lunch a couple days ago? And I was like, yeah. Like and now I wish that, like, on the show, I was actually thinking of trying to just reenact it or something, but, like, if I could have surprised Destin on the show, because, right, you would have been, like, making fun of me still, and I would have been like, actually, boom, but, well... I'll try to lie next time.
One's an
I'm
exotic
saying.
And one's a legendary.
Oh, so, but we all know what's the better gun.
You exotic
actually,
legendary
is awesome.
Yeah. Quarters. Like, I don't
Hawkmoon's
understand.
So your weapon is the PvE weapon. My weapon's the PvP weapon.
Yes.
And I wanted it for trials. And I've been using it in multiplayer. Yeah. It is two shots. Sometimes you're dead.
Right.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe before Jose does his drops, then... Mm-hmm. What if you even got it? But what? the way you sounded. Yeah. Whatever. Actually, you should do your drops first. I was going to ask about what's missing.
Nothing spectacular. I did. It isn't so much the drops, but a big shout out to Charlie Gadsden and to Charles Onyet, former IGN editor.
Yeah.
We actually tore
through.
Yeah,
you were with Pear, right?
Yeah. No, we tried to get. Wait, did we get Pear?
Yeah, Pear
joined
us with you on the weekend
at some point, but he wasn't there for when we ran Crota. So four of us. Ran Crota's end, just normal, just messing around, because I can't get someone in this room to ever run Crota again, because he absolutely hates
it. I wasn't near a PlayStation. So.
He'll run it now to try his Hawkmoon.
Yeah. Oh, so you would have done it.
I would have done it. I just wasn't near a console.
Got it. All right, so yeah. I take that back. Anything? Yeah, no, but we had a really good time, and it was cool to catch up with those guys. And it's exciting to just be getting ready for House of Wolves. That said, still don't have Ballerhorn. It is weak.
That's
the drop I went absolutely crazy for.
Yeah. I didn't, at that point.
So
I think
Charlie has gone nuts for it, at least talking to him in chat, and it hasn't dropped, and I'm just like, I don't want to be that guy.
Have it?
I don't think he
does. I
thought
that he did, but maybe
I
not.
I think he eventually got it, but it took so many hours. Yeah. I think he talked about it one time. Like, he's like, I've been playing this game for 500 hours, and I still don't have this thing.
Can happen anyway. Fatebringer almost took me that long. So
you have to do Atheon Hard for Gallahorn. That's your best chance to get it.
Are you busy this weekend?
And then the Gorgon checkpoint.
Is that really a fact?
That's where I got it. Both times.
Yeah, but we go back to the myth thing, and it's like, well, most people I know got it from Gorgon, and it's like then
it's
everybody tells
Gorgon,
you.
Gorgon, Chester, Atheon. Yeah. Those are the best places to get
Gallahorn.
But,
I've seen it drop at Ere Ute, and I know people got it in the Nightfall. I'm just saying it's not a fact.
Just do all your exotic chances every week.
Yeah.
Run it on normal, run it on hard.
Like, I heard also that Hawkmoon has a higher chance to drop in Vault, and it's like that.
It drops on Atheon.
Of course it does. But all of those can drop any of them, and whatever the dice roll is what you get.
Any version one stuff is more common in Vault. That's why Vault's, and it also drops in Nightfall, too.
So if you've got some Destiny Mythbusters, write in to Destiny at IGN.com and let us know what you think about these crazy theories that we have. So moving on, let's talk a little bit about this House of Wolves update. Destin, do you want to sort of take us through what's happening in the world of Destiny right now?
Yeah, so the update was pushed live. We'll talk about patch notes a little later. But what's really exciting is right now, Petravenge is back in the tower. So remember, do you guys remember way back where they had that queen event?
Yeah, Queen's Wrath.
Queen's Wrath, she shows up. Well, she's there right now, and you can go talk to her. Mm-hmm. And she has a bunch of target bounties that you can pick up. Yeah. And you can level up your queen rep, and you can unlock emblems and shaders. And if you still have your old emblems and shaders, you can use them.
And she's all dressed differently now, too, right?
She's dressed the same as
really?
She was before.
So far back,
but
I don't remember.
In the Reef, she looks different.
I was going to ask, is she going to be a regular fixture now at the tower because of House of Wolves?
That we don't know. I don't know if this is like a tease sort of thing that
I think that she is, right? I think that I assume you can find her at both places or whatever, right, to get your bounties?
It would make sense to a degree, just because you don't want to have to fly just to the Reef only to cash in certain things with her.
I think this is a special thing that they're doing leading up to House of Wolves, and I think I think she's going to be in the Reef all the time, whenever you want. I think this is like a timed event.
Okay.
I don't think they're permanently going to open up that back.
So what else is there to this now?
Okay, so it did introduce a few bugs that Bungie is aware of and they're working on. The Cryptarch, right now you can't decrypt some engrams. He just doesn't recognize some blues or purples. Bungie is aware of that. They say wait until Tuesday, you'll be able to decrypt them then.
So wait, for anyone who doesn't know what doesn't recognize mean, like will he won't accept it?
They just
it?
Don't show up.
Oh, ever.
So like when you go to him, you can decrypt some of them and you're like, what about the four other ones I have? Well, just hold on to them until Tuesday.
But if you try, do they disappear and nothing happens?
You can't try. They don't show up at all.
They just wouldn't show up.
Oh, they don't even show up in your menu at the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
They don't have the marker for DLC release 2 on them, do they?
No.
Do you see that they're...
No,
yeah,
they
so don't. That's
they're
the problem.
Just blue engrams.
Exactly.
But wouldn't it be hilarious if you turned in an engram and he gave you nothing?
Yeah. Well, it's basically the next step. Exactly. Yeah. That is the next step. It's just like...
We're going to talk about engrams in the patch notes. Some really exciting stuff in there.
Okay.
The other bug is that you can't transfer stuff from your vault right now using the companion app. But Bungie is fixing that. They're just doing some server stuff right now. So they're kind of like, okay, we don't want you to lose anything. Everybody just hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now the exciting stuff is these bounties have you go to Earth, Venus, and later they're going to have you go to the moon. And you go to various destinations where you can fight waves of enemies that are dropped off in a ship. And eventually take out a boss, like a boss character.
Basically like a public event with a mini boss at the end.
Yeah, but they drop Scorch Cannons, so you can try out the new Scorch Cannon. It's real. All of this is just like a big tease, like leading up to the release of House of Wolves.
It's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So you take out the boss, and then he drops something called...
The treasure key or whatever, right?
Yeah, so it's like a key that allows you to open chests. I literally did this like right before the show.
Yeah. I think it was just
it shows.
Yeah.
Does it have a... Yeah, I forget if the key has a name, but
it's like I can't remember what it's called, but it is a key that opens up a chest that appears for 1 minute and 30 seconds after
in
you
the
kill
area.
Him. In that same area. So you and your crew, you have to find it, and you open it. And you have a chance to get engrams. you usually get more materials for that area. Like I had 40 spirit blooms just from doing two of these events on
Venus.
Awesome.
Wow. That's great, actually.
And then
a chance at
a treasure key for the Prison of Elders on Tuesday. And you really, really want those keys because that is where you are guaranteed an exotic drop, legendary drops. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
So can't you only get one of those big chest keys a week, though, right? For Prison of Elders, right?
No.
I thought you only have one chance to open the chest per character.
But you can get more keys allowing you to open the big chest from these public events.
But meaning there's only one big chest per week. So you might have an extra key for next week, right?
Nope.
No?
You can use it that same week.
So you can open the end of Prison of Elders multiple times in one week.
If you're lucky enough to get additional keys, you can do it multiple times.
I didn't realize that. I thought you only have one chance to get those big drops.
So when you play through, let's say you play through a level 34, you get to the end, you kill the final boss, you get a key as a drop when you kill him,
right?
Yeah,
you're going to get
that. You go open the chest. But you have another key. Because you got it from a public event earlier in the week. You can run that event again. You're not going to get the key drop on the boss, but you still have your extra one, so you can open it twice in a week.
Interesting. Do we know if there's a max on the amount of keys that you can get in a week?
No idea, but I have not seen one drop in the public events. I've opened four of the chests and not one key yet.
Okay.
So
interesting.
We'll see. But that's really
that's cool. Maybe
they did say you can get these keys from public events, so people are going to learn to farm these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
One final thing. There's a new pike.
Yeah.
It's a heavy pike. I got to try it out a little bit.
Where can they find it? Sorry.
So I know it's on Venus, but I haven't determined the exact spawning location because somebody else always grabs it.
Yeah.
So when you come to the area in the first area in Venus on the left where you used to farm
Citadel.
Spirit Bloom.
I know.
Not Citadel.
It's before Citadel.
The caves.
Yeah. Ember Caves.
Ember Caves, yeah. It's like straight ahead. If you just keep going straight, there's a cave, and that's where somebody said it spawned.
Oh, they saw it up where all the enemies are piled up before the ramps and stuff, probably.
Kinda, yeah.
How's it feel?
It's slower, which is fine, because when you dash side to side, it spits out those bouncy grenades, the electric grenades,
wow.
And they seem to track enemies.
Oh, that's cool.
So
it's really fun.
If you didn't know where it spawned, how did you get one? Did you jack somebody?
Or did
no,
you just
somebody
watch?
Just got off, and I...
You jacked them!
No, he got off, and he was like, go ahead.
No, okay.
Did he?
Let's not refer to it. Let's not refer to it with that word.
Grand Theft Destin.
No. He was letting other people try it.
Oh, so, I get what you're
saying. Destin jacked him hard, man.
Oh, now I
took
see
his
the
pike.
Maturity level on this podcast just dipped. Okay, that's fine. Destin's turning red.
Y'all gonna jack someone in this new update?
So,
I tell you what,
Fred, no.
Let's talk about updates and fixes. Then a lot of things got.
I like how Jose
is
just like, nope, that segment's
done.
Yeah,
that's done. We're done here.
Moving on up.
So don't forget that House of Wolves expansion is on May 19th.
When is it?
Prison of Elders is a new game mode, which you have a couple notes here, so I'm just reading them out loud, that you're going to be able to play in that. So you should definitely be a part of that. So then lastly is updates and fixes.
Well,
everything that came from the
May 19th.
Update.
What is IGN doing?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be streaming all day starting at
Promotions.
10 a.m. I think you guys are going to be playing with me, right?
I hope so.
I'll be streaming in the room, and hopefully you guys can join me for the beginning of the stream. We're going to go through the story missions. We're going to hopefully get to that Prison of Elders unlock. We're going to hopefully get some Etheric Light.
We're going to be playing split screen.
Yeah, I should be able to.
Tuesday at 10 a.m. I don't know how to do that technically.
I'm joking.
Immediately my brain went to like,
I was
how
seeing
do
if
we
anyone
that?
Caught that. I'm like, wait, what? Can you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason to.
Yeah.
But no, really it'll be really cool to like go through the story because that's a big question we all still have, right? Uh-huh. Of what's the story really going to be like?
Yeah.
We talked about it last week.
Absolutely.
Is it going to be better or is it going to be, hey, you're flying in and someone talks to you in the background?
Yeah.
I hope it's not that. I hope it's better.
That'll be a fun stream though,
Crota.
For sure. Yeah. It'll be our first sort of group event.
It's a big day.
Out there.
It's a big
I'm
day.
Really excited.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So make sure you check out IGN.com on May 19th if you're not playing it yourself. And if you are playing, just check us out anyway. We might find some interesting things. Keep us in the loop. So updates and fixes. Bungie put out their weekly update, and there was basically a lot of things fixed and changed that are worth talking about.
Yeah.
Black Hammer fixed.
Yeah.
So what was the Black Hammer bug for folks who don't know?
Hive Disruptor just didn't function, or when you unlocked it, it actually broke the weapon. So the reason Black Hammer is so great is because if you land 3 precision shots in a row, it automatically refills your cartridge.
You just keep shooting.
So it's kind of a challenge, but it's also a huge reward if you can land it.
But it didn't do the additional damage.
Hive Disruptor broke that. And what Hive Disruptor does is certain Hive enemies take more damage from it.
Majors, or there's a certain upgrade type that, they basically
I mean, any Hive, right? It's Knights, like, it's really valuable.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually didn't look at the specifics because it's been gone for so long. But
the Hive Disruptor's on...
I think it's for Knights,
almost,
isn't
it's
it?
It's on almost every one of those guns. I think so, anyway. But no, it's all for more than Knights. You're thinking of the... the Shield Disruptor, which is a different name.
Okay.
I forget the name of it.
Well, now to help the maturity level dip a little further, it says here packages no longer produce shards.
Oh, boy.
You want to talk about that?
So, you know how when you get a vendor package or whatever and you would get Ascendant shards?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen anymore.
What is so funny, Jose?
Sorry, nothing. Go ahead.
Jose is very innuendo heavy this episode.
This episode.
No shards in your package.
Yeah.
It's soft, man.
So that's kind of nice, right? That's a good thing though, right, guys? I mean, you're not gonna get.
I don't want shards in
rewards.
My package. No. Yeah, it sucks. Like, no, legitimately, right? Like, those are pretty big drops that every time you level up, you get, and to have that in there is just a waste. It's the same as Nightfall, which they haven't said in here, right? But Nightfall, we've all agreed, should not be dropping Ascendant shards.
Yeah.
Not since they're not really useful. They haven't said that yet, right? But it's similar to that desire.
Well,
right? Like, get them out of there. I'm tired of seeing them.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, this decision changes. I mean, there is that trade-in sort of mechanic that's going to be a part of House of Wolves and just not having limiting where you're getting the Ascendant materials from, I think, does sort of change the flow of that economy, essentially.
Well, like, this is
one
avenue.
I mean,
this bigger
picture, but I'm saying. Yeah.
This is one avenue where you got shards. I'm glad it's gone. Like, go run Vault if you want shards. That's how it should be done. You know, that gives you a reason to go through that mission again.
Ascendant materials.
It's an early
game. I think
game.
Most high-level players have no reason to run Vault anymore. I have, like, 400 shards and 400 energy. And now, with the new weapons, you don't even need those to fully max them out. You need planetary materials. Yeah. So.
Well, still need shards?
No. Nope.
It's totally gone.
It's gone not for vendor
for
gear, but for the high level gear, you don't need shards anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So then, Xur will exchange strange coins for motes of light.
Yeah. Seeing I spent 100 motes of light trying to get the perfect roll on my Timmer's Lash, I am very glad this happened.
Yeah.
I now have a poor man's Hawk Moon. And I can equip a exotic in a different slot. Mm-hmm.
Do we know how many coins it takes yet?
No. I'm going to assume it's like heavy ammo where you do one and you get five or something.
Mm. Okay. So, vendor,
so he's not doing that yet. He'll do it next week. It's not available right now.
May 19th.
I'm saying Xur is out right now. I didn't get a chance to look.
Oh, I didn't go look.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably not available yet.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, we'll... post something in the story if it's available.
Well, this next thing is available to a degree. Vendor items now visible on the companion app. I used it this morning just to check what Xur was packing this week, what he brought to the tower.
That's a cool feature.
I mean,
it was annoying having to, like, a lot of people want to be able to buy stuff. Yeah, it's temporarily disabled right now, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't buy anything, but soon you're going to be able to at least see what they have and then decide if you want to hop in.
I want to see more
out
of that too, just sort of being able to purchase and sort of cash in rewards through the app itself.
Yeah, they just didn't say you can purchase, but you can just see what they have.
No, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thanks for setting that in context. Mm-hmm. All right, so Cryptarch will sometimes not recognize legendary engrams. We talked about that.
Yeah, wait until the 19th.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
hold on to your old engrams, please. Don't sacrifice any of those.
Yeah, you understand what I said there.
I didn't frame it properly, but you're right. So you do want to hold on to your engrams right now, even if the Cryptarch gets fixed, because you have a chance at new gear if you wait until May 19th.
New gear or even old gear at the better power level.
That's right.
So you don't have to, like, ascend it. So it's actually really important that you hold on
to
them.
If you did that this morning, kick yourself, please. PvP reward package for daily. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so now you have a reason to play player versus player. We did a story about this already on IGN, but when you do the daily mission, you get a reward package now that you can
just
turn,
like,
in and get rewards for it. And, like, I think you can get,
like,
a Theric Light in there. You can get exotics.
It's like the regular daily that you get that reward package, right?
So, yeah.
Similar, which you just didn't get anything really from playing the daily Crucible before.
Yeah, and that really needed to happen. Crucible marks and XP were also increased, so you I think they hit the perfect mark there because, like, now when you win, you get a reasonable amount of marks. Before, you would have to play for, like, two
days. Oh, the grind
days,
is real, yeah.
2 days to hit, like, max marks or, like, 12-hour days.
And that's active right now?
But that's
I don't know.
Or after the 19th, yeah.
After the 19th.
That's what's
that
a little
also, con- yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say it
everything's
is.
Everything's in flux right now.
Yeah, they just rolled out the update, like, what, a couple hours ago or something. But
2 hours ago.
So, yeah. Meaning we haven't had a chance to test all this yet.
Does this apply to other sort of marks as well? Like, you're talking about PvP marks, I'm assuming here. So what about, you know,
vendor marks?
Exactly. Like faction or something, or? Reputation and marks to that effect.
They didn't actually comment on those.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think those have remained the
someone
same.
Someone who who was trapped by the 100 Vanguard mark limit for a while, because that was the only way you were able to get, you know, sort of decent gear to get you out of the, you know, level 29 ghetto, as it were. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But the problem, though, was really Crucible did seem to
Crucible
take like, a lot
awful.
More minutes just to get as many marks to do something with, so it would take forever.
This is a good point.
So I think that's what they balanced out. So that I don't know that they touched anything else.
They also increased the drop rate, though, in Crucible.
Yeah.
So you also you're pretty much going to get a blue every time, it sounds like. But also there's legendary chances in there.
And depending
way
on how you do.
Way more legendary and way more exotics.
You do in the top rankings.
Yeah, and if you
a
do better
chance.
You have a better chance
like
to get
finally,
something better.
Yep.
Okay, so why don't you read through these last these three, because I'm kind of lost on your note takes.
Okay, sorry about that. So six more bounties were added to Iron Banner. So Iron Banner had six bounties. Well, there's six more that you're going to be able to pick up. So that's 12
not slots
total.
Though. Additional.
It sounds like additional bounties.
Right.
I don't know.
Meaning mix and match versus not six additional like to slot. Obviously.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you can. Meaning you're. Just so people were clear,
you, have
like,
10
you can't
slots.
Slot more bounties. Yeah, you can't.
No,
change that.
You're still limited on. You have 10
but there's
total
new stuff
slots.
Out there. Yeah, in addition to the Queen's bounties.
Yeah, that's really exciting because like it's like you do your six for the day and then you move on to your next character. Now you can just stock up on 10, do the extra two.
Well,
you're gonna get further in Iron Banner faster.
Yeah,
and I like that a lot.
Well, I expect Xander to drop new bounties as well on Tuesday, but this sort of has me wondering, right?
Xander because has not changed his bounties throughout, and when we saw it at Bungie, his bounties were the same, so we don't know. I don't think.
I mean, you'd think they would get refreshes, but
you're going to get new bounties from Petra. You're going to get new bounties. You know, Eris has her bounties, but I think Xander's are going to stay like vanilla Destiny style.
Vanilla.
So tired of playing.
I think that's what
stuff.
They refer to it as. When,
no, that's like, fine. Vanilla WoW was a thing.
Yeah, that's what
that.
I meant.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's weird to me though, because you get Queen's rep. For the new bounties from her, and you get Iron Banner rep from those bounties.
Yep.
Are you telling me for regular Vanguard rep, etc., I have to
when you turn
do the
in,
same bounties?
When you turn in Queen bounties, they also go towards your experience, towards your weapons, and everything. You're just
but they don't go towards your faction, do they?
They can if you're wearing your faction.
They will. Okay, it'll still work like that then.
Yeah.
All right.
But they. So if you don't have anything equipped, it doesn't. What I'm trying to figure out is what about just straight up Vanguard?
Equipped, it goes to your Vanguard. It should.
Oh, in addition to the Queen's rep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
That's weird. That
I would
it's
have
leveling
to verify.
Both up.
I would have to
you
verify.
You see my point though, right? If I have to grind the same things just for the Vanguard rep, that's kind of annoying. But whatever, we'll check it out later and talk about it later.
So what about this Etheric Light in 3 and 5?
Yeah.
What,
so
what
in the
language do you speak?
In the Iron Banner at ranks 3 and 5, you will get an Etheric Light. So that gives you another reason to go back.
Yeah, and we've
there.
Talked about this before, right? Like once you level up in those categories, you have a chance at Etheric Light.
Yeah. And
so it's not new, actually. I was just repeating the information.
Yep.
Don't forget, you really want Etheric Light because you're going to use that to ascend.
Yeah, you can
cool
use
stuff.
That to ascend all your gear.
Yep. Okay. So lastly.
The final one's really important.
Okay, I want to talk about this because if this is what I think it is, I'm going to, like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
tell me.
Trials of Osiris, it's going to be your group of three goes against another group of three. It's going to be extremely important that no one's connection drops, right? So they've added a new connection recovery system. So if you drop, you can get back in the game. This is all they said about it, but that's what they're talking about. And they did express the importance of this for trials.
Does this include a match-made trial? Of Osiris.
No, there's
the
no matchmade trials.
No matchmade. I just confused it with Prison of Elder. Then that's what happened.
Just if
there.
You're in the match, and here's what they say about it. I was looking for the guy's name.
All right.
It says if you encounter the most common kinds of networking problems and lose your connection to the game that you're playing, connection recovery will leap into action and attempt to reconnect you. It won't always work because the underlying network problem may be too severe, but it gives you a fighting chance at rejoining the server you were playing on. If it's successful, you'll keep your progress and your fire team.
Great.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds helpful. So this is cool because it's part of what I wanted. You guys probably don't have this problem, or you may have because I've talked to you about it. But one thing that I'm experiencing at home now in terms of my
too many
wireless
people on one router, right?
I think that's what's happening because it only affects Destiny. It doesn't even affect like voice chat on just in-game chat on a PSN. So, for example, this weekend, me, Charles, Charlie, we're all in a group. We were all playing. We were chatting separately through global like PSN chat, not the one that's in Destiny itself. And it's still, I get this error where contacting Destiny servers after a while, and that just boots me out of the game. But I'm still talking to everyone on voice chat. Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, that's
it doesn't
bizarre.
Impact. PSN as a whole, it only affects Destiny.
I'd look that up on BungieNet. They might have something out there for
if
you.
If this is happening to you,
but it's
email
great
us.
That they have this system.
Yeah, this is important. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Yeah.
But it's keyed, and it only works for Trials of Osiris right now. So,
is that what it said?
Yeah, they want to test it in there, see how it goes. So don't get your hopes up that you're in the middle of a raid or whatever, and you can
if
get
they
back
didn't
in
add it for Trials and you were getting losses for like Bungie,
that's where you need it most
or whatever, you know,
exactly,
or chimpanzee or whatever they call it this week.
Chimpanzee.
You know, it's just ape.
Okay.
Other orangutans.
There you go.
Shard package.
All right. Well, there you go.
On
and thank
note.
You for listening to Fireteam Chat. We are Destiny's, IGN's Destiny show. You can catch us on IGN every week. Also, don't forget to stick around. May 19th, come check out the site. We'll have an awesome live stream for you.
Excited to play with you guys.
About House of Wolves. Yeah, it'll be fun to play together, too. Like, I'm really, really, really looking forward to that.
Yep. And as always, too, remember, if you're a listener, you know, to the podcast instead on iTunes, go in there, leave us a review, get into the comments if you're on IGN's, you know, pages or YouTube. And then, of course, remember, you can watch on PS4 and Xbox One and other locations like that. We're everywhere we can be. And then our Facebook group as well, right? Just
there's
called Fireteam Chat Podcast is what it's called, I think.
Yeah, just look it up on Facebook.
And check out that link, too.
Cool.
And then I want to point out that Jose and I are wearing our legendary shirts today. So, Destin, we're ready. I don't know that you're
we're
ready,
both
my
wearing
friend.
Purple.
You should have worn a yellow shirt.
You're wearing Queen's colors.
Just saying.
Pretty much. We're ready. I didn't even think about that. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening, Guardians. And we will be back next week with more Fireteam Chat.
Guardians out. You forgot, didn't you, Jose?
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.